Chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital, date of visit 2/24/24, patient's name, Michele, Michele Saints, S-A-I-N-T-E-S. Michele is a background. This is a 46-year-old woman who presents to the emergency room on 2/24/24 on or about 11 p.m., period. I'm sorry, 11 a.m. Patient complained of abdominal pain constant for about past 2 days, but off and on for the past week, associated with burning. Patient was afebrile, had a blood pressure of 167 over 112. Patient stated that she's had gallbladder disease and gallstones before with a history of hypertension, period. Other medical issues included carpal tunnel surgery and 3 C-sections in the past, period. Patient is a housewife and does babysitting on the side. The chart indicates that patient had a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis 2 days ago that showed multiple gallstones. Blood pressure, patient was seen by Dr. A-H-A-M-N-E-Z-E, who treated the patient with the normal saline, protonix, Zofran 4 milligram, morphine 4 milligram, potassium 40 milliequivalents equivalents on Toradol 30 milligram throughout the emergency room visit. Patient's blood pressure did improve as the patient's pain was brought under control. Last blood pressure reading was at 160 over 100. Period. Furthermore, patient's chart indicates that CT scan was done at HCA Cleveland, which showed multiple gallstones. Patient blood work showed, new paragraph, white count is 7,000, potassium 3.3, which was replaced, normal liver function test, alkaline phosphatase of...
Who is that, man?
Man, stop that machine. It's driving me crazy with that beeping. Thank you. Alkaline phosphatase was 336. The pregnancy test was negative. Amylase was 31. Ultrasound of the upper abdomen showed cholelithiasis with no sonographic evidence of acute cholecystitis. Patient was diagnosed with cholelithiasis, biliary colic, hyperkalemia, was sent home with Pepcid, Zofran, and Toradol tablets. New paragraph, patient subsequently presented to a different emergency room where she underwent cholecystectomy. The results and that visit is not available for review at this time. Neither is patient's white count and the blood work that was done at HCA 2 days ago. Conclusion, it's obvious that this 46-year-old woman suffered from severe abdominal pain evident by increased blood pressure of 167 over 112 initially, and subsequent treatment with 4 milligram of Zofran, no, 4 milligram of morphine, 30 milligram of Toradol for tonics, and Zofran for nausea, period. Patient did not have any symptoms of cholecystitis with normal white count, normal alkaline phosphatase, and normal amylase. Lipase was not available at this time. Lipase results were not available in the chart, period. This was patient's second visit to the emergency room. There's no notes that patient did not want to be hospitalized and refused hospitalization. And Dr. Achmanis was concerned about the patient's pain and nausea because she discharged the patient with Pepcid, Zofran, and Toradol, period. In theory, patients did not have any symptoms of cholecystitis, as was mentioned, no evidence of ascending cholangitis. And this would have been appropriate for a discharging patient home if for the fact that she hadn't been in the emergency room twice at TEH and at HCA. Obviously, the patient was in severe pain because she required a third emergency room visit before the cholecystectomy was carried out, period. New paragraph, our physicians need to be aware of how important it is for patients to treat patients' pain and misery at the time of evaluation in the emergency room, if we can do so. Sending patients to her primary care physician and then being referred to a surgeon would have delayed the patient's treatment unnecessarily. The emergency room doctor could have made a phone call to the surgeon to have the patient seen the next day, which was not done. The emergency room doctor could have also admitted the patient to have the surgeon seen the next day, which was not done. New paragraph, referring patients to your PCP, in quotation, and saying follow up with your PCP is much easier said than done without the involvement of the emergency room physician. And their role in facilitating and the role of the emergency room physician in facilitating the follow-up appointment cannot be overemphasized. Thank you.